Happy Saturday and welcome to Hoofbeats with Lori, brought to you by Gateway Chevrolet, Business Elite. If you enjoy all things equine, this is the place to be. We're rekindling America's love affair with a horse. I'm your host, Lori Ricciliano, along with my husband and co-host, Victor Ricciliano. For the next hour, we're going to be talking horse, which, as you know, is my most favorite subject in the world. So saddle up, sit back, and relax. We have an awesome show planned for you.
You know, Lori, I can't do this show today.
Why is that?
Because I have to go to the store and get more wood to finish the ark.
I know. Is this horrible? What is this? This is like spring. Did you see that the rivers are cresting all around the Wahpeton, Breckenridge, Fargo area?
You know, I have a firearms class tomorrow that's been canceled.
Canceled.
Because the road to the range in East Grand Forks is underwater.
It's insanity. You know, and the worst part about this is we can understand it in spring. And, you know, like, hey, we're going through the mud. We're going, but there is an end to this. And then we can always, you know, flatten out the mud. And
oh, yeah.
We have summer and we enjoy it. But now you know what we're going to do? We're going to get mud ruts and they're going to freeze.
Oh, yeah. Right now, I can't even work on our driveway.
It's horrendous.
And it's horrible. The bus driver won't even come down the driveway.
That's
he stops
bad.
2 miles away.
Is it bad when the bus driver's
he's
like,
he's afraid
nope.
The big yellow bus is going to fall into a pothole and not come out. It's the
nope.
Craziest thing
I've
ever
seen.
I told
him we could just hook up the horses. My horses can pull.
Yeah, well,
Mookie can pull.
So the minis, not so much.
No, but we have three, so we can hook them together.
Well, we can get those Priuses out.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's still one in the driveway from last spring.
Yeah, where we ran over the Prius.
Yeah, I think it's still stuck there.
It was a very small car.
I mean, the weather is snow.
Snow.
It's been a long time since we have snow this early in October.
You know what? I have no problem. And I finally, it took me a little while because I'm from the West Coast. You and I both, you know, California natives. Ooh, you know, why did you move out there? I like it out there. But anyway, so we're out here in Minnesota now. And I have finally, you know, only last couple of years, I finally decided it's okay for the Halloween costumes to have
Carhartts underneath.
You know, but now, what is this that we have snow in like the second week of
it's
October?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
But did you see that beautiful harvest moon, though?
Yes, that was nice.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to warm up next week, so I'm keeping a good thought.
Yeah, well, they also said it was supposed to warm up this week, and they said 50 was warm, but it was warm and rainy. That wasn't warm. 50 is not warm.
Yes, it is.
Really?
It's a lot warmer than 20.
But my horses, have you seen how fuzzy the horses are?
Oh, yeah, they're getting very fuzzy.
Oh, yeah, everyone is talking about, they're like, wow, look, you could just you rub your hands in there, and you can't even see
they're
your fingers.
So soft.
They're so soft. Yeah, they're so fluffy. My horses are fluffy.
Yeah.
Great, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun over this winter.
We're going to be body clipping, and I'm already looking at the blankets, and I hope everyone else is looking at their blankets right now, too.
I saw them cleaned.
Do you see Mary Anderson? She's like, Lori, what type of blankets? And Ashley. Ashley
yeah.
Thompson's like, so Lori, when is... And everyone goes and sees what I do. They're like, so when is
no,
Forever
No, they walk
getting
in
her-
the barn. They go over to Forever Stall. If she has a blanket on, then they start rushing and bringing theirs.
Correct. That's it. And so I was talking to Forever, and Forever says it's about time for her day sheet. She wants her cotton day sheet, so I'm going to bring that out for her. That'll be the next thing. She gets her day sheet, and then we're going to be putting her blanket on because she does not like to be cold.
I know. None of us like to be cold.
No, none of us. We're spoiled.
I mean, it's been busy at the barn. It's been wet. It's been crazy. You know, the equine assisted therapy is picking up.
Mm-hmm.
We have a couple new counselors that are going to be coming in the next few weeks.
How exciting is that?
For their equine side of their training. They're doing their online right now
mm-hmm.
for their animal assisted stuff and their courses for that. And then they're going to come in to be polished up by you and me for the equine piece of that.
Yes, we're going to start
so
training
So we're looking
them.
Very excited about that. Birchwood Psychological Center is growing immensely.
Leaps and bounds.
You know, we got to keep your eyes on them because there's a big announcement coming up in a couple weeks from them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be kind of cool. And with that, we are looking for another equine specialist intern at Ricciliano Farms.
We are. We are going to need another one who's going to be, would like to be assisting with our counseling sessions.
It's an intern program. Basically, you need to have a minimal amount of horse experience, not a lot. And
do
have
not
a desire.
Be afraid of the horses.
Yeah, and have a desire to help people. We're not necessarily looking for somebody with a college degree in equine science or something like that. That is very much welcomed. But just somebody who has a big desire to help people.
To help
and
people
it
and,
is
who
a,
and also has a good feel with horses.
Correct. It is a unpaid internship
right.
that will evolve into a paid position down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually lasts, depending how many days you can come out to the farm and work with the horses, because you work on therapy days. days with the counselors and with us and the horses. And you also come out on additional days and train with the horses. Basically, what you are is an advocate for the horse.
Yes.
And you will be out in the therapy session with the counselor. And your job is to watch that horse
and make sure the horse
is safe at all times and that it's safe for the patient that's working with that horse.
See, that's what's different with us, with our, you know, Hoofbeats for Healing and with Rich Leano Farms.
And with Birchwood
Psychological Center. Is not only are we helping the, you know, humans, we are also advocates for the horse, which means that we're not forcing these animals into like a slave-like position. We are actually making sure that they are happy, content, they get chiropractic work, they get regular veterinary, and they get always trimmed, and they get massages too.
Correct.
That's a pretty good deal.
And becoming an intern, it's not a glamorous job at first. You get to help with cleaning stalls, and you get to work with the horses. You ride, and you work on the ground, and you learn how to do cognitive communication with them and to watch them for signs of stress and those type of things, and how to correct that, how to get them to focus on you. And it is a fairly intense program, and it usually lasts anywhere from 5 to 6 months.
Yep.
And then it rotates into a paid position where you become an equine specialist, and you'll be assigned to one or more counselors that you'll be working with them on a regular basis.
So that way the counselor can pay attention to the human, and you're going to be watching that horse.
Correct. So if they're interested in this, they can email you where?
Lori@hoofbeatswithlori.com.
Or call you at the farm?
218-557-8762.
And like I said, a horse experience would be nice, but it's not necessarily necessary. Just a desire to help people and an interest in horses, and we'll train you the rest. Just realize that the less horse experience you have, the longer the internship's going to take.
Because it is very intense.
Correct. So give us a call if you're interested, or email us, and we'll get you all set up. Well, with that, Lori, we're coming down to the end of this segment, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a local Walmart gives a grant to Hoofbeats for Healing.
Yay.
The Equine Mind, Top 10 Things to Know, and a listener question, am I just a worrywart? So stay tuned. We'll be right back.